This is the first year that Southern California Edison deliberately turned off power to a substantial number of customers as a fire prevention measure. The public safety power shutoffs affecting nearly 200,000 Edison customers had some unintended consequences. KPCC's Sharon McNary has more.
Edison has long had the legal ability to turn off power to prevent its electrical lines from starting fires. It blacked out a few thousand customers in Idlewild in late 2017. But when Edison really ramped up the outages in October and November, it found many customers were not ready for the scope of the blackouts, especially in rural areas.
We had an 8-day period, 6 days with absolutely no power, no water, no telephone, no landline, no computer, nothing.
That's 79-year-old Susan Hardy. She and dozens of other Agua Dulce residents confronted Edison officials at a recent meeting of their town council.
I live by myself. What would I do if I had a heart attack or a stroke? How would I get help? I have no way of communicating. I have no way of getting any help at all. So I die?
Stories of people being stranded without power or other services angered some state lawmakers. They grilled an Edison exec at a legislative oversight hearing. Senator Scott Wilk represents Agua Dulce and Acton.
So I have an 82-year-old disabled veteran in a wheelchair and also on oxygen. He called during his 36-hour shutdown. He called Edison, and he was told to call 911.
When Wilk heard about the man, he and another local official were so concerned, they rented a generator themselves and took it out to the man's house. He says Edison is failing its customers who need power for their medical conditions.
Is that what we're recommending your customers do if they have such a situation, they just call 911?
Edison Senior Vice President Phil Harrington says that's the plan.
I think in emergency life-saving situations, 911 is a tool that customers will need to use.
Even in its own reports to state regulators, Edison says its outages created unexpected new safety hazards. During the old Waterman fire, San Bernardino County firefighters ran short of water when power to a pump was turned off. In Ventura County, people evacuating the Saddle Ridge fire were delayed because their traffic lights were out. Also, in Ventura County, a hospital lost power. But Edison maintains it was right to cut the power. After the winds died down, the company told state regulators, it found 40 places where damage could have sparked new fires if the power had been on. Edison's Harrington says the public safety power shutoffs, which they call PSPS, do work.
Patrols conducted after PSPS events found multiple instances of equipment damage and tree branches on power lines that could have ignited a fire had we not de-energized.
Edison acknowledges the outages do create a burden for customers, but it says the need to reduce the high fire risk during windstorms outweighs those concerns. So the public needs to be prepared for outages just as they would for any other disaster. That's frustrating to rural residents like Wendy Rotoli, who lives north of Santa Clarita. She says she was prepared, at least for fire. She had taken care to clear brush around her house and had installed outdoor hoses and indoor sprinklers. But when the power went out, the water pump did not work and her home burned to the ground.
I was a victim of the Tick fire. My house was totally destroyed.
Edison's mantra of be prepared didn't work for Rotoli.
How can I be more prepared than that for a fire? Thank you, and I'm sorry for everybody else's pain. Thank you.
The power shutoffs will continue for several years while Edison spends hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade power lines so they don't cause fires. But while it's doing all that work, in high fire risk communities like Agua Dulce, Edison will also need to repair its frayed relationships with its customers. Covering infrastructure, I'm Sharon McNary.